I asked this question because it's Illinois. Had Paul Harvey made his major impact on broadcasting at that time, so you were very aware of him?
I have to tell you that until I moved back to Tulsa, I never was aware of Paul Harvey.
So you didn't listen to Chicago Station?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay.
WGN came in down there fairly well, but yeah. I don't know what station Paul was even on. He may have been on GN.
Somewhere along in here, is it true that you married somebody?
Yeah. In January of 56, Alma and I got married. There's a little tiny quick story I can tell you about that. We had met in high school. We went to Salem High School together. So when we got out of school, I went to Southern Illinois University. She went out to Washington to work in the Pentagon for the Army. She took civil service tests and training and so forth and went out there. I sort of thought maybe that was going to be the end of it, and I think she did too, but we kept writing back and forth. Couldn't afford a phone call, but we would write back and forth letters about every week. Just kept in touch, and when she'd come back to Salem to visit, I would go up there and make sure we got together, and we just kept communicating back and forth. Our first date was actually in January of 1950 at a basketball game. We were both in the band, so all we did was just, when we weren't playing, we sat together. And that was our idea of a date. And she brought some lousy cookies that her mother had made. I never saw those again. But anyway, the game was incidental. So that's where we had our first date, and we had several more after that. I didn't even drive at that time. My mama had to take me into town to go to a movie on a Sunday afternoon, and we'd go by and pick up Alma and go to the movie. Then she went away, and we both agreed to see other people, and we did some of that during that time period, but we still kept in touch. And finally, it got down to the point where I got this offer to go to the University of Illinois. And in the meantime, about a year after she went to work at the Pentagon for the Army, she was not happy there because all she was doing was typing orders and typing orders and using carbon paper with about 10 copies, and she hated it. So she was talking to her sister, who she was living with in Washington. Her sister worked for the Navy and loved her job. And she said, well, why don't you come over here? There's really good jobs in the Navy Department. I think the Navy Department at that time was on Constitution Avenue. So Alma went and applied. As a civil service person, they could transfer, and they did. When that job opening with the Navy, she went to work for the Navy. I sort of remembered that. She was much happier after she got into the Navy. So in 54, when I got offered this scholarship to Illinois, that summer she was going to come out to visit. So I wrote her and I said, did you ever think about moving back here? Maybe. She said, well, if I could get a good job, I would consider it. And she said, is there anything in Champaign-Urbana that I might could look at? Well, there happened to be an Air Force base 15 miles north of there in a place called Rantoul, Rantoul Air Force Base. And I said, well, I'll bet you they got civil service people there. So when she came out in the summer, we went up to Champaign, and she liked Champaign-Urbana, and then we drove on up to Rantoul. We went into the personnel office on the base, and they said, oh, yeah, we got civil service people all over the place. So I said, you know, you could go back to Washington and just talk to the civil service people and say, hey, any chance I could transfer to the Air Force after being in the Army, the Navy, and then the Air Force? They said, sure, if there's an opening and you can qualify for it. So in November of that year, she called me, and she said, they told me I could transfer. And I said, well, she said, do you still want me to come? And I said, come on. So she came out in November of 54, and then we got married a little over a year later in January of 56.
Let's talk about your children from your marriage. How many children do you have?
I have four sons.
And their names are?
Paul. Paul's a veterinarian. Mike. Mike's an architect. Dan is a teacher and has been for many years out at Bishop Kelly. And Tim is a computer programmer. Currently works for Hewlett-Packard, but he worked 11-plus years for American Airlines, then for EDS and different people. They've all got graduate degrees, which they have all paid for. I did pay for the first one, but not anymore, not any after that.
How many grandchildren from all those children?
I have nine grandchildren. They all live here, and all the kids live here, so we're pretty fortunate in that regard. We get to see them more so than most of our friends, who their grandkids are scattered everywhere and their children are scattered everywhere.